Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
The new show ends the same way the old show used to. That means Odds and Ends, and Odds and Ends is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, and that's Cars with a K. But Odds and Ends today, we're going to stick with the phone lines and reactions to Josh McDaniels, new offensive coordinator, reportedly of the New England Patriots. Fitzy likes it. Ted likes it. Andy likes it.
Hey, wait, do we all agree on something the first day? You guys are supposed to be more disagreeable. I want earnest debate.
And we did get some disagreement from both the phone lines and the text lines, but let's go back to the phone lines to see if Tim and Natick is a yay or a nay on Josh McDaniels' return. Tim, what do you got?
Gentlemen, I am a yay. There's a lot of things why I like it. I mean, A, you're not gonna worry about losing him to some head coaching job if he makes Drake May, you know, look like a stud in this offense.
That's actually a really good point.
Not to mention,
I have
a feeling he'll know how to use Hunter Henry and maybe get Kendrick Bourne back in the mix, working some offense. And to be honest with you, I'd like them to go back and trade for Jacoby Myers and bring him back and maybe draft a wide receiver again and really have some. So.
All right, thanks for the call, Tim. I don't hate where his mind's at. I do think Hunter Henry, he'll get the most out of him. He's got success with tight ends. Jacoby Myers, that's an interesting idea.
Never should have moved on from him.
Would you bring him back?
I wanted them to trade for him at midseason this year.
But not at the cost of, we're still shooting up here, right, for like T. Higgins or a top 10 pick or like
DK
a true...
Metcalf, Debo Samuel. Like,
but get, you know what?
DJ Moore.
Of course. Okay. But he's a pro's pro. Nothing was given to him. He's a hungry player.
Yep.
You know what he does? He gets open fast, and so he's a great outlet for Drake May. And they need somebody to work the middle of the field and get open fast. And Jacoby would be I love Jacoby.
With
Myers.
Sure hands. Noel, you want to rapid fire through these?
Yeah, we're going to rapid fire. And that means we're going to go to Walter in Boston, who questions how wide receivers fit, I guess, in Josh McDaniels' offense. What are your thoughts?
What I'm saying is Josh is great for quarterbacks, but can you name the young wide receivers that he made into a study? It's like his offense takes their athleticism away. It's like be at this spot instead of let them mano a mano win. That's the only thing. Everything else about Josh I love.
All right, thanks for the call, Walter. So that's a different spin on they didn't draft and develop wide receivers. That's been a problem. Is that Josh's problem, or was that the personnel?
I think it's the personnel. I think it's the guys making – because how many of the receivers that they brought in have gone on to do good things?
Where was Dobson,
else?
Taylor, right. Price, right. Chad Jackson,
Pro
elsewhere.
Bowlers everywhere. All over the league, they're Pro Bowlers.
Right. Yellow Jackets, bronze bust.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily put that on Josh. And I also put that on somebody else, and I know this is blasphemy. You're not allowed to say that around here.
Do it.
You know who another guy is who made it hard on young receivers?
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady.
Tom Brady expected him to come in and, like, I mean, I remember Jacoby Myers talking about it in the summer. I know if Tom throws to me and I drop it or I'm not where I'm supposed to be, he's not throwing to me again. Right. He would put a pressure, and I'm not saying it's unfair. It's the NFL, whatever. But Tom Brady had super high expectations.
But that was because the longer he played, he was because like a supercomputer. And so he was so far advanced in these young kids coming up that he didn't have patience for him. Drake May's a young Drake May's starting at the beginning. Right. And so you need to bring in young receivers so they can grow together, but a piece of a veteran kind of piece here and there to kind of give the room some professionalism.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phone lines. Cam in Wilmington, what are your thoughts on Josh McDaniels' return to the offensive coordinator job in New England?
What's up, guys? Two quick points here. One, I think that McDaniels can be the day ball for Drake May. And two, I also think we haven't had a chance to see Josh McDaniels without Bill Belichick and some of the restrictions that were put on for personnel. So I don't think it's necessary to say it's a retread. We got to give him a chance to see if he's got an input in this new regime with Vrabel and Wolf.
All right. Thanks for the call, Cam.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
By the way, Cam calls in singing the praises of Josh.
You think that was Cam Newton?
BT Dubs, you know something else that's going to come back? The third down back. Josh McDaniels helped, like, in addition to helping Wes become the slot machine, the slot receiver role. Just think about it, from J.R. Redmond through Kevin Falk. And
did you say J.R. Redmond?
Yes, I did.
Man, awesome.
Yeah.
Way back machine.
He was huge. He was huge in Super Bowl 36.
Awesome.
It was massive.
Yeah.
Danny Woodhead, Shane Vereen, Kevin Falk, James White, and then just breaks.
Yeah, died in recent years. I mean, you had Antonio Gibson, but he was a different beast. So the good news is we're all happy. Sounds like callers, for the most part, are happy. You bring in Mike Vrabel as your head coach. You got some stability. You got adult in the room. And now on the offensive side of the ball, you have some stability and an adult in the room, a guy we know can do the job, at least in these parts. Josh McDaniels. And you know what that means? You hear that music. We're getting echoed off the stage
here.
Good job,
boys. Enjoyed it, man. We had fun.
There we are.
Day one is in the books. It was a historic one. It was the day Josh McDaniels returned. It was the day that Ted Johnson joined the crew. Fitzy and Hart, WEEI Afternoons. I dare say we'll never be the same again. For better, for worse. We're going to be here each and every day, 2 to 6. Ted from 3 to 6. Teddy, 3 rings. We might have to pick that up.
People should tune in tomorrow and find out if their lives have changed for the better.
We make lives better here from 2 to 6, WEEI Afternoons. Want to thank Stiz. Want to thank Dan Ball. Hell, I'll thank Ken Laird. He was shooting us the news as it came fast and furious on the text machine. And I want to thank the callers and texters. We want engagement. We want interaction. And for at least one day, we got it. And tomorrow, I promise for all of you, I will talk less and I will not have as much energy. I can promise that. WEEI Afternoons is done. And now, Christian Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show, 6 to 10. WEEI, he's not yelling at me anymore. I don't know who he's yelling at. You'll have to tune in to find out.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.